Hey, this is Brad. Thanks for joining me for a storyboarding podcast where we're going to cover in this session a general overview and timeline to the whole storyboarding concept. You know, years ago, we started thinking through how, as a church, we could better equip our teams in terms of leadership development, but also begin to craft a more accurate vision as to where the church needs to go, not just on a holistic scale, but on a smaller micro team scale. We realized the best way to do that ultimately is to put an ear to the ground of the people that are actually doing it. And so instead of crafting some pie-in-the-sky vision of what we thought the church ought to be or where we ought to head, we figured we could set a general North Star direction and say, okay, our purpose is to help people connect to God and to each other in every neighborhood, and our values are connecting for community and equipping for mission. And in that, then, to create that North Star and then go to a team and say, okay, team, now dream and pray through, what is it that you want your team to be a part of in the coming months? How will your team help further the mission of the kingdom of God expressed in this local church? And so storyboarding was really birthed from that heart, that we would get the dreams of the ministry into the hearts of the people that are actually doing it. And so the process ultimately begins in January when our management team goes away and we begin to craft kind of our strategic moves, initiatives, and directives. And then we come back, talk with the elders. The elders affirm that, and then storyboarding begins. Storyboarding takes place in February, March, and April. And then at the beginning of May, storyboarding packets are due. May 16th is first submissions for the storyboarding process. And what we've done this year that's different than any year previously is that we've met with our directors and had each of them set a suggested budget range for each ministry. So that instead of going to a ministry as we have in the past and saying, hey, dream about anything you want, where most ministries are thinking a little more about their own and a little less probably about the whole, we've now gone to these leaders and said, hey, can you give a snapshot budget of what that team can storyboard with so that teams aren't requesting the pie in the sky and then getting their hearts broken when we have a limited budget. And so your director should be giving you, as a team leader or team member, a set of boundaries for what dollar amount might be possible for you in your ministry. But then what we'd love for you to do is just dream and say, God, what is it that you're doing among us? And then begin the process as you meet with your team of crafting what you think this next ministry year needs to look like. Our ministry years begin August 1, roll through the end of July. As you can see, we are working as hard as we can to get ahead of the game so that we can set plans in place to effectively implement a ministry plan for this coming August. And the idea would be ultimately in a fluid environment that is, and God willing, always will be the well, there's always going to be a sense of flexibility and ebb and flow. But we've got to begin to put tracks in place, goals in place, things that we know we want to launch in place beginning in August. And so we try to get ahead of the game as much as we can. So we hope this process for you and your team is a fruitful one. We hope it's something that energizes and challenges you. And I hope ultimately in all of it that it's something that God really shows up in a special way to encourage your team that nothing is impossible to God. And if we're going to continue to be a bastion of hope in the city of Fresno, in a place where God's word is taught, the kingdom is exalted, Jesus is proclaimed, and people come to know the King, it's going to happen because teams like yours anchor down together, pray like crazy, dream crazy things for God, and then have the faith to walk it, to live it, and to implement what it is that God set on your heart.